Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com, TourStaffordVA.com. We are going to talk about a really cool place that we don't talk enough about during the course of a year, but we're going to do it today. We're going to talk about Gary Melcher's home and studio in Belmont, at Belmont in Stafford County. Some big things happening this weekend, some big things happening this spring, and we have two guests. Megan Pachaler is back with us, the special events manager. Megan, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Back. Thanks for having us.
And we welcome for the very first time, and we are really excited about this, the curator at Belmont. Has been curator there for a while, and we'll get into all that. Joanna Catron is here this morning. Joanna, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Great to have you. When you told me you had never been here before, I was stunned. So it's good to have you here.
Thank you very much. I've been in my position for 35 years, and I'm a little mic shy. I'm happy to be here.
Do not worry about that. It's going to be interesting to talk to you. How did you get at Belmont? You obviously, when you got there, you liked it.
Oh, yeah. I was a student at the university in 1978. I applied for an internship at the museum. They'd only been open for 3 years. And I did some research to help Professor Joseph Dreis on a catalog of the collection. And then I went off to my master's program at George Washington and was finishing that when I ran into Joe Dreis again at a symposium at the National Gallery of Art. And he said, you know, Belmont is looking for a curator, their first museum professional, and I just come from a museum operations program. So I walked right into it. Right place, right time scenario. I interviewed with a gentleman that I had worked for as an intern, and I stepped into the position. That was on May 9, 1983.
Wow.
And I've been there ever since.
Ever since.
Yes.
Well, we've crossed paths before, but I never realized we had never done a show. But Belmont, I was here for a long time before I even went to Belmont, and it was M.C. Moncure, who at the time was working for Stafford County, kept saying to me, it's a jewel. You've got to get over there. You've got to get over there. And she basically drove me over one day and pushed me out of the car and said, walk around. And Belmont is just really a great place. And we'll talk about what you can see there. You can see a lot of things there, and it'll tie into the open house this weekend. But obviously, when you got there, it grabbed you.
Oh, yeah. It's so unique, and the story is a little different. You know, we think about Van Gogh, who worked his whole life and never sold a picture, and Gary Melcher's had a very different lifetime career. He was very successful commercially and critically, and he's somewhat forgotten today. So that's our chief mission, is to reintroduce him to the public, but the site is not about George Washington or the Civil War. It's just very unique.
Yeah.
So a lot of people come, I think, thinking, oh, with that Antiques Roadshow mentality, let's just go see an old plantation. It's really nothing of the kind, although our history goes back to the early 18th century. But it's about an artist, an American legacy, and his work and life in Stafford.
And his work really is unique. I don't know art well, but I do know that to look at it, it's they're comforting pictures. I think the best way that as a non-art person I could describe it. They just seem very regular things.
Well, you're probably saying that because you can relate so easily to them, and this is one reason that perhaps explains why he's not well known today. He painted pictures that were of and for the common man at a time when the definition of art was really transforming. So his premier years were also at a time when Picasso, for instance, was very active and catching the attention of the public and critics. So he was not an innovator. He wasn't an avant-garde painter. He was a masterful painter, a genius at times. And that's what appeals to him on a popular level with our guests, because he painted ordinary people and everyday lives.
I saw, and I guess it was on, I think it was on your Facebook page or a blog about the little green house that was just recently discovered. And I always find that fascinating that there are things. David Barrett for years would say, yeah, and would tell me some different things that you hoped to find. But mm-hmm. How unique was it to find something that you didn't know was out there?
Right now, that's happening maybe once every 2 years for me. I am the chief cataloger of the works of his career, his entire body of works, which is significant. I've identified everything from thumbnail sketches to major easel paintings, and that amounts to maybe about 2,000 works. There are a lot of works that I guess I don't know about, because here was another one. So every so often, somebody, because of my work, I'm the chief authenticator. So an auction house or gallery owner or a private family will contact me and say, do you by any chance know this painting? We're selling it, or we just wanted to let you know we had it. And the little green house was just one more that I'd never seen before. So it's kind of like Christmas for me when that happens.
I was going to say, how exciting is that for you?
It's really awesome. I know a lot about his evolution as a painter, the subjects, themes, and the styles that preoccupied him. But when you get a new picture, you sure want to make sure it's nothing out of the ordinary, because then maybe I don't know him so well. This one's a neat little picture. It's an oil sketch for the most part. He often gave the more minor works as giveaways, gifts to different people.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a Dutch picture. It's definitely a bona fide Melcher's, though I haven't seen it in person. And it was purchased by a former docent, a guide from the property. So that's kind of neat.
Well, so it was auctioned, wasn't it?
Was auctioned. Mm-hmm.
Boy, that to get, I guess when you get those calls, that has to be exciting.
It's
to
very
say,
fun.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of questions still. There's a lot of lost pictures. I might have a description or an old photograph, or you know, I may have a title and not know what it looks like. So it's really nice when these things come to the surface, because it's helpful to me, but it's also helpful to anyone following his career.
How do you authenticate it? Are there certain things that he always did or that you look for?
Yeah. You know, I've been looking at his works for 35 years from, you know, looking at his whole methodology from the very first sketch that he might produce until the final touching finishes. And I look for a lot of things. People think, well, if it's got a signature, it's got to be Gary Melcher's. Well, anybody can fake his signature. Yeah. I'm pretty good at it. So you look at a number of things, and that really involves connoisseurship. So I'm looking at the brushwork. I'm looking at, if it's a sketch, is it the way he produced a sketch? Is it in pencil? Because if it's in pencil, he did a really interesting kind of Baroque scribble. If it's pastel, same way, but brushwork was very, very different. So I'm just used to that. I'm looking at the theme. If it's not his theme, then the flag will go up, and I want to look closely. And the methodology, really. I mean, you know, how does he lay out the work? How does he compose it? All those little, it's like looking at somebody's palm. If you know your own palm, the palm of your hand well, or your own signature, there's a signature in the brushwork as well.
Interesting stuff. Interesting. Joanna Catron is the curator at Gary Melcher's home and studio, Belmont in Stafford. Megan Pachaler is here. And this weekend, you'll have a chance to go and check out Belmont. It's an open house on Sunday, 10 to 5. And we're going to get into that when we come back. More coming up this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Belmont, Gary Melcher's home and studio in Stafford, our focus this morning. Megan Pachaler, Joanna Catron is here. We're talking about all the things going on that you can see at Belmont, and Megan, a big weekend because Sunday is an open house at Belmont, and I was there last year. A lot of people come to this, and it really is a chance to walk around the property, see the house, and just, you know, maybe for the first time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's this Sunday from 10 to 5. It's free admission, obviously. Everyone's welcome to come. To tour the house, the studio, the galleries, the restored gardens will be available for people to walk around, the woodland trails, visit the Fanny Roots house on the property to hear about the restoration from 12 to 3. Our cultural resource manager, Beata, will be doing tours. And Preschool Palette, which is our preschool art class, will be having drop-ins from Preschool Palette from 11 to 4. And our museum shop will be open as well.
A lot going on. I did the Fanny Roots house for the first time last year. Beata took me through it, and that's a fascinating, a lot of history, Joanna, with that house. I always knew, I never knew that was what it was called until just recently. But mm-hmm. that's an interesting house.
Yeah, it is. A lot of people wonder about it. It's this sweet little 18th century cottage. And Fanny Roots was one of two daughters, I think three sons, that lived there during the era when Gary and Corinne Melchers lived at Belmont. And they were neighbors, and they also were employed on and off by Gary and Corinne Melchers. And Fanny apparently posed for Gary Melchers. So we've identified her with the aid of photographs. We also talked to Fanny in her later years, and she was full of great lore and legend from the area, and had recollections of Mr. Melchers and Mrs. Melchers, but she didn't tell us that she posed. And we've got a painting that's got to be her, because we have some photographs from the period when she might have posed, and it has to be her. So it was fun to get to know her, but the cottage and the restoration, thanks to the gifts of a lot of people in the community, is really an interesting visit, because Fanny lived very simply in this cottage. There were not wood floors in all the rooms, but it's being restored to the scenario of her life, and it's a fascinating project. And it's so funny because our tour buses would come in the spring and see the banks of phlox growing along her little wire fence, and just exclaimed and thought that was part of the property. So eventually we bought the property after Fanny passed on, and it's a wonderful project for us, because we're all about saving our buildings, vernacular as well as the buildings on our property, and even landscapes.
Now, Gary Melchers died in the 1930s, right?
Yeah, 1932.
But Mrs. Melchers lived until the
20 years his junior. She died in 1955.
I was going to say it was in the it was in the 50s. I'm sure that there are probably people around here who remember her, at least.
There are less and less, but there are, and they tend to use the same vocabulary to describe her, which means it probably is accurate. A lot of people said she was stately. She wasn't a tall woman, but it was her bearing, you know, her demeanor. And she was very civic-minded and very active in Stafford County, with the Stafford County Health Association in particular. She was, I guess it was some of that noblesse oblige. She felt obligated to be there as a support to people in the community, and was very well loved.
They met on a ship, right?
They did. Gary was headed back to Europe after a brief stay here in 1902, headed back to Europe to begin a walking tour through the Alps with his friend James Deering of International Harvester fame. And Corinne Makel was on board ship with her mother and brother. They were going to take a tour of Europe, and then at the end of the summer, her mother would install her at the Académie Colarossi in Paris because she was an aspiring art student, and she was going to spend at least a semester in Paris, and her mother and brother would go back to Baltimore once she was all settled. Well, she was an aspiring artist and had admired Gary Melcher's work at the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts in Philadelphia, and she saw his name on the register and kept all eyes open, she said, to find this artist. She did meet him. Initially, he didn't know who she was, that she was an art student, and so somebody asked him about, well, do you take art students? And he said, I couldn't be bothered. None of them are serious, not knowing. So that got them off on a bad footing.
Yeah. But what not to say.
Yeah. But by the end of the voyage, they were dancing the Virginia Reel together, and he had recommended to her and her mother, Corinne should come to Holland and take classes with my colleague George Hitchcock in August. And her mother agreed to it as her chaperone, and Gary kept showing up at the classes and following her around. And then when she went off to Paris in September, he happened to have his commercial headquarters in Paris, so he followed her very quietly. Mother went home, and he saw quite a bit of Corinne, and they were engaged by the end of 1902.
Did he have the house? Did he have Belmont by then? They buy that? They buy that together?
They didn't buy that until 1916, so they remained in Europe. They even had a home in Weimar, Germany, where he was a professor at the Grand Ducal Academy. And it wasn't until the First World War and his mother's death that he decided we'd better go home, settle Mom's estate, and stay here, stateside for a while. And they didn't really go back until the 1920s after the war.
Okay. And he was initially from Detroit. Or spent some time there.
Well, his father was a 49er. He came with thousands of other Germans during the effort to unite Germany in 1849. He settled in Detroit, and he was a sculptor and was Gary's first art teacher.
Okay.
So Gary was born and brought up in Detroit and was there until they sent him to study in back home in the old country when Gary was 17.
Interesting. We're talking Gary Melcher's this morning, and Belmont and everything that is going on there. The spring open house this Sunday from 10 to 5. You can see the house, the gardens, the trails, the Fanny Roots house. And Megan, you were talking about the preschool palette classes. I've heard about those in the past. Those are pretty, I know, for kids are really a popular thing.
Yeah, they're really popular. I think, I'm not positive, our education manager, Michelle Cradolby, is in charge, but it's 3 to 5 year olds, I believe, and they read a book in our studio, and then they do an art project, and the book and the art project always relate to each other. It's a really cute program just to get children more interested in art, and we'll be having the drop-in preschool palette classes this Sunday at our open house.
So again, it's from 10 to 5. As we go along this morning, we're going to talk more about some things, a big event that you have coming up in May that you've been in here and talked about before. But I know one of your big things is just to get people to Belmont, to see Belmont for the first time, because there are a lot of us in this community who kind of know where it is, and it's kind of over there by Falmouth.
Yeah.
But have never been there.
Yeah, we get that all the time. I mean, I'm working with, I work with people who have never come to Belmont before, and they bring in, you know, hundreds of people for their events. And all the time, at least one person at every event says to me, I grew up in Stafford County, but I've never been to Belmont. I pass this big yellow house all the time, and I've never been here. And so, yeah, we just try to get more people to Belmont, and the Art After Hours in May, the event that I throw every spring and fall, targets a new audience of people. So that's exciting.
And you've said that just getting different by you were telling me off air that you've gotten some weddings and things like that. People, you know, they come to Belmont, see what's there, and see the possibilities.
Yeah, absolutely. This one young lady is getting married first weekend of June, and she came with her dad last May to Art After Hours and booked her wedding because she'd never been there before. Her dad had never been there before. They were fans of the band that was that came and mm-hmm. decided she wanted to get married there.
The Melchers, I know, Jonah, were you mentioned about being community minded, because one of the great events that you have every year is the beeping eggs. That you do for kids, and I know that Corinne Melcher's always had a big would he have a community Easter egg hunt mm-hmm. and that kind of thing, and that's a nice event just because it kind of continues on that mm-hmm. that kind of legacy of mm-hmm. of something that's going on in that
yes.
property.
Yes, and especially because it's for visually impaired children who don't always have the kind of opportunities for a big program like that.
Yeah.
So that's a beautiful program, and that is also organized by Michelle Crowe-Dobie, our education coordinator. Mrs. Melcher's intent in giving the property to the people of Virginia was that it serve as a memorial to her husband and his career. But in broader cultural terms, she really said in a letter to a friend of hers who actually helped her arrange or organize the property, she wanted it to serve as an art center for the community. And so that's, I think, why Megan is trying to bring people up for all kinds of programs, performing arts. We also are partnering this year with the University of Mary Washington Music Department. And we just had a wonderful chamber festival presented in the studio, which was very tight, but beautiful in the old world sense of chamber music
yeah.
in an intimate setting. So it was really enchanting. And we have one more program. The Chamber Festival is over, but we have one more program scheduled for next Wednesday, April 25. This is really essentially a spring recital for the students at the university. It is National Jazz Appreciation Month and National Guitar Month. So the UMW Guitar Ensemble and the UMW Flute Ensemble, they'll both be playing at Belmont at 7 o'clock on the 25th. You do have to call for reservations. And the Jazz Ensemble, the Guitar Ensemble, will be playing everything from classical jazz to contemporary pieces under the direction of Bruce Middle. And the Flute Ensemble will be playing everything from Baroque to contemporary, even some Latin American pieces under the direction of Doug Gately. And it's just really nice to listen to music in a really beautiful, unique setting such as ours.
Yeah. We were talking Belmont this morning, Gary Melcher's home and studio in Stafford. Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. We're coming up on a News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Shoup.
We are talking Belmont this morning. Gary Melcher's home and studio in Stafford County. Joanna Catron is the curator. Megan Pachaler is the special events manager. And we are learning lots and lots of stuff. Joanna, when the Melchers were here, was he recognized as kind of a big deal around here?
Initially, I don't think people knew who he was. And there's this old story that he walked down the street to Nelson Berry's store and he wore painter's pants a lot just because he was relaxing. And they saw him and they said, well, how do? You live at the top of the hill. What do you do for a living? And he said, I paint. And the response was, well, you won't get much work around here. We just whitewash.
Different kind of painting.
Yeah. So I think eventually people began to see images of themselves and the environs of Falmouth in paintings that were pictured in the Washington Star, Richmond papers, and they realized, okay, this is a man who rubbed elbows with the rich and famous, spoke four languages, very cosmopolitan fellow, and commuted between here and New York City regularly. So they figured it out pretty quickly.
Well, one of the interesting things, my kids who went to school around here and would always kind of just they knew the name, but had never been there, and it just kind of laughed about, you know, he's somebody famous, but nobody's heard of him. When a couple years ago they were seeing some family in Georgia, and the people there knew all about. They said, "How, you know, do you live near where Gary Melcher's lived?" And it was interesting that in another part of the country he is known in different. And I know he had some connections to Savannah and into some places like that. But once you do go to Belmont and you go through the house and you start looking at his works, that they do look familiar in a lot of times.
Right. And of course a lot of people from Detroit know him because he's a native.
Yeah.
And he's very much celebrated there, as is his father. Yeah, his wife, her uncle, Alexander Lawton, was the president of the Telfair Academy of Arts and Sciences, now the Telfair Art Museum. And because she was married to this world-renowned painter, he thought, how can I build our collection on the cheap? And so Gary agreed to be their art agent for some 9 years, helped to build their collection. So he's very much celebrated in Savannah in particular.
Where are they buried? Are they buried anywhere around?
They're cremated, and their ashes are in an urn in the wall of Gary's studio.
Okay, I saw that when I was there a few weeks ago, and I wasn't sure if that was right or not.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
Still with us.
Interesting stuff. Megan Pichela, the special events manager, we're talking about your big event coming up in May, and it is a pretty big event.
Yeah, it's huge. I have them in the spring and the fall, and in September we had over 300 people attend, which is the largest art after hours yet. So hopefully we have a good turnout this year. It's May 17th, which is a Thursday, and it's from 6 to 8. And everyone's invited. It's open to the public and free admission. We'll have live music from Karen Jonas, who is a local country singer. And Potomac Point Winery will be there selling wine. Six Bears and a Goat will be there selling beer. And then for the first time this year, we're having two food trucks. In the past, we've had one food truck. We've also tried one food truck and like an ice cream truck. But in September, it was just too big, and the line for the food was really long. So we're going two food trucks this year. So it's going to be Juan Mor Taco and the Zesty Adventure.
Well, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
You know, that you need a second one.
Not to be discouraged by the full parking lot because.
Oh, yeah. And we also, in September, we had a little bit of a parking issue because so many people showed up. So this year, we will have additional parking lot on River Road, the Falmouth
Port.
Port of Historic Falmouth lot, and we'll have two shuttles that will take people up to Belmont.
Okay, yeah, that's a great spot to be able to know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not too far.
Yeah.
And well, that's a great, you know, I can remember you came in before the first one.
Yeah.
And we're kind of wondering, well, we hope a few people come, and now you've got parking problems.
Yeah, it's definitely grown a lot. The first one was May of 2015, May of 2016. So hopefully we have a good turnout again this year.
It's going to be warm. By that time, maybe it'll be spring.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll feel like it. But I've seen pictures from the event, and just to see that many people kind of camped out at Belmont listening to music and just relaxing, got to be exciting for you guys.
It's really exciting. It brings a whole new audience to the grounds. Like we were saying earlier, I've gotten two wedding bookings out of Art After Hours. Also, Virginia Tech sets up an alumni table and has some goodies. University of Mary Washington usually does the same. So it's kind of like a happy hour for people to come after work and just relax, hang out on the in the gardens. Our studio will be open. So a lot of people who have never seen Gary Melcher's art before have the opportunity to, you know, stroll around the studio, stroll around our gardens while listening to music and grabbing a drink. It's a great event. It's really fun, and it's a great event for the community.
The gardens themselves, how are they looking these days?
They're beautiful. Everyone, the tulips are popping out right now, and it's gorgeous. So everyone needs to come on Sunday to our open house so they can see how beautiful the gardens are.
Jonna, we really are in this area are really fortunate because we have Belmont, we have Kenmore, we have Chatham, and just three just premier kind of places for not only history but for gardens and just for the whole viewscape. We're really fortunate in Belmont with the gardens and with the trails that you have and the scene of the river. If you haven't seen it, this is a great time.
It is a beautiful time, and also around the third week of May, Mrs. Melchers was an avid rosarian, and the place is simply lousy with roses. It's just beautiful. So I tell a lot of people, if you can't come now, aim for second half of May. And I should say that the three sites that you just named have been beneficiaries of the Garden Club of Virginia. That's another one of my hats. They have been very important in saving landscapes, particularly historic landscapes, in Virginia. And Mrs. Melchers was also a member of the Rappahannock Valley Garden Club and the Garden Club of Virginia, and worked very hard to preserve Kenmore. And so in a way of paying back that service, the Garden Club of Virginia has restored our gardens according to Mrs. Melcher's plans, and of course under the supervision of Beata Jensen, our cultural resource manager. So we have them very much to thank for the beautification and preservation of that original planting scheme.
And Belmont, different at various times, has been on the Garden Week tour.
Absolutely. Not this year, but they will be again, I'm sure, because it's an important draw and a great place for the tea, where people can get a little break as they pilgrimage around the town.
Tulips are big this time of year, aren't they around there?
They are right now, and they're so luscious. They look like candy out there. Those wax candy lips. Remember those when we were kids?
Yeah.
Those tulips are lipstick pink. They're just beautiful right now. So I hope we don't have any more rain, because they can be fragile. But it's spectacular. And redbud and dogwood. And it's just...
But I didn't realize about the roses. That's interesting. Middle of May.
She loved roses in the second half of May. But remember, Gary and Corinne have this really strong connection with Holland, because Gary worked there for 20 years. And she married him and lived there with him. So tulips were a big part of her design scheme, and they still are today, because we try to be as authentic as possible.
I know in the past there used to be for people that one thing we should mention is if you want to become a member and become
A friend of Belmont.
There are a number of different perks to do that. Mm-hmm. Doing that, and one of them was, David Barrett used to do little walks once a month or so, or around it. Are you doing those?
Yeah, I just did my first curatorial behind the scenes in maybe February or March. Yeah, it's fun. It's a small tour. We limit it to 11, 12 people so that people can actually get in behind the scenes. But it's fun because they get to see things that our guests don't normally see.
And to become a friend of Belmont, that's a way you can really help the work of...
We depend on the gifts of our friends, especially to operate our programming. That's very important. And in return, we give them programs like the Chamber Festival and an opportunity to come together at the Christmas seasons to see beautiful decorations, behind-the-scenes tours, that kind of thing. Yeah, it's very important to us. Critical.
Do you have a favorite time of year at Belmont as far as seasons go and in what you can see?
You know, every day is a good day.
I've been there for 35 years.
That would be a great button.
Every day is a great day at Belmont.
It is. And remember, it's a very small institution. So especially in the early years when I was first there, we wear many hats. There were times when I would be planting bulbs.
Yeah.
And polishing silver and interpreting paintings. So we never get bored. There's always something different going on. So I have things that I also like really quiet days because then I can really dig into my research, which I don't get to do as much as I used to. And that's kind of my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite time at Belmont? Megan?
I would say right now, with the weather warming up and my events starting to pick up and more outdoor events, I'd say the spring for sure.
Okay. We are talking Belmont, Gary Melcher's home and studio in Stafford this morning with Joanna Catron and Megan Pachaler. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up. We're going to talk about the spring open house this weekend, Art After Hours again, and just what you can see at Belmont. We'll do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Joanna Catron and Megan Pachaler here this morning from Belmont, Gary Melcher's home and studio. Been getting lots of good information about things at Belmont. Hopefully you'll consider going over, checking out, especially this weekend. It is the spring open house, Sunday, 10 to 5. And Megan, lots going on, lots to see. And this is really your chance to, especially since it's the view is good, and a chance to check out really a historic place in this community.
Yeah, it's going to be great on Sunday. The weather's supposed to be nice, in the 60s, sunny. We have lots of activities going on. We have drop-in preschool palette classes. We have Fanny Root's house tours from 12 to 3. We will have a food truck. We're not sure who it is yet. There's been a little bit of a mix-up, but we will have some sort of food truck. And we can tour the gardens, the house. It's free admission, open to the public. It'll be really great.
Chance to really see Joanna. As we talked about, just the history and the stature of Gary Melcher's. This is a chance to really get a chance to see it up close, and especially if you're going to have family or visitors over the summer, it's a great place to bring them.
It is. It's a great day to come because it's free. If your family's here now, jump at the chance. But yeah, it's a very unique property, wonderful story, and it's Earth Day, so come in and enjoy the
grounds. That's right.
If you do anything,
that's right. Yeah, no, the one thing I have never done at Belmont, and I've seen them, but I know, I mean, there are a number of trails.
Right, they're beautiful that have been restored by Beata Jensen and
yeah.
Grounds manager Dave Ludeker. They're really beautiful right now with all the naturalized wildlife, wild flora and fauna. It's beautiful.
And with as you mentioned, we talked in the last segment, tulips the big thing now. But I've got to come back. I had no idea about the roses. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure when they're in bloom, just the smells and the views.
Mm-hmm.
It is a great. It is the view of what you can see from there. From what you can see from Belmont and Chatham, two great views.
Very, very special. And Belmont is uniquely preserved. There were no children, no heirs. So it's as if the Gary and Karen Melcher just walked out of the house and never came back. It's just really fascinating that way. And their story is so personal and so interesting. He led a rather unusual life. So it's just all in all, it's a great day to come out.
I've seen pictures of him, and with his mustache and everything, you just get the look at him, and you just think he looks kind of gruff. What was his personality like?
Good, Ted. I think he could be, from what I can tell in letters and some of the comments made in his obituary. He was a little diffident, a little removed, unless you knew him.
Yeah.
And he was the best of friends. He had his, I don't know how to put this. He had very high standards for himself and the art community. But he was very good to the art community and left an endowment for an artist fellowship to provide for artists who are having financial difficulties.
Yeah.
So he was a great friend. But he could be gruff, and he could be gruff even with Corinne. One of their hired help was interviewed before he passed, and he said he didn't really want anybody to tell him how to paint. He didn't want even Corinne in the studio. He could be a crank.
Yeah.
So, and that's interesting that you read him that way. He was left out of the Detroit Institute's meeting at one point, and so he never went back. He excused himself from the board, and so,
yeah,
you know, he just had that kind of personality.
You just look at those pictures. You don't know, but a lot of people in those in that time period too do look all the same, and it's hard to figure out. But it's interesting. It's all here. It's been fascinating talking and getting your perspective on all this. Again, Spring Open House Sunday, 10 to 5. You can also see the Fanny Roots House. It's right there on the property. The preschool palette classes, a food truck, and everything there. 10 to 5. And like you say, Megan, your chance to see if you've seen Belmont for the first time, you may get ideas of weddings or other activities you want to do there. Again, Spring Open House Sunday, 10 to 5 at Gary Melcher's Home and Studio, Belmont, in the Falmouth area of Stafford County. Joanna Catron and Megan Pachaler, thank you so much. It's been great having you guys here. We'll do this again soon and talk more about Gary Melcher's Home and Studio. Town Talk, powered this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. Thank you for listening. We will see you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Have a great Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.